Today, there are many smart televisions in the market, and some of them are capable of gesture control, and some of them have voice control, and some of them have both of voice control and gesture control. But in this session, I'd like to talk about not a whole new way of interaction, but just classic TV experience by using the remote control. I'm Daeun Jung, and I'm working at Samsung Electronics. And last year, I was here as open source community manager. And today, I'm here to share my experience from Tizen TV development. When I was community manager, I was very frequently asked the question about how to port Tizen to my own devices. But at that time, I didn't have knowledge on the how porting, so I couldn't answer the question. But so that's why I moved to the new team. At that time, we set up the new development team that developing the TV. And so I joined to the TV development team. And today I want to share the experience from the developing new platform of Tizen. Before talking about TV context manager, I would like to talk about why we should have to develop TV Context Manager. For that, we need to know about basic user experience of TV. We are already familiar with smartphone or tablet or even the computer, like a desktop or laptop. But I can assume that many of us are not familiar with a smart TV. I've heard many people use their smart TV as like an old TV, like a dumb TV. I mean, the classic TV without internet access or user custom applications. A user interface for the TV, we call that template user interface, to differentiate from desktop application. That means the typically you're using the TV template away from the screen. When you're watching the TV, we sit in the couch and lean back, and we hold the remote control in the hand. So in the TV, remote control is rules the everything. So to provide comprehensive user interface, so we try the various devices like a 3D gyro enabled remote control, and even we provided a QWERTY type remote control. So TV Context Manager is not providing new way of interaction for TV. TV Context Manager is designed for the traditional TV user experience. In the mobile, which is focused on touch screen, but in TV, when we moved to the Tizen TV, we didn't have a module to processing the key event from the remote control. So we need to create a new module that processing the remote control event. So Context Manager is including the current application's information and user and the information of what channel currently user watching and how volume is big or low. changes context. Okay, let's see the picture. So this screen is setting application from our reference UX. It provides a functionality to change picture mode or sound mode. And suppose you are watching the videos in TV and you want to change the picture mode. So you probably press the menu in the remote control. And when you press the menu button, the setting will come up. And suddenly you feel want to change the channels, and you may press the channel up button in the remote control. So what happens next is the settings disappeared, and the channel will be changed also. This is now these days TV's user experience, especially in your home devices. Some of us disagree with this action. I want to change just channel. I don't want to make it disappear the menu. But as I said before, the TV users tend to be lean back, and they don't want to make multiple steps to do something else. So. What if in this screen, user presses the channel up button? Then it probably channel changed to the next channel. But here's an interesting point. So in this screen, channel up buttons kills the menu and the channel up together. And in this screen, just change the channel. This is why we have to develop the TV context manager. This kind of scenario is more complex in if user has a cable TV setup box. So if user change the channels through the on-air and to the cable TV channels by the setup box, then TV has to detect what's current channel and what when TV should send the IR signal to the cable TV setup box. So we need a module that provides a various result from the single button. Sometimes it works as a directional pad, or sometimes it works like a channel up and down from the single key in the remote control. Traditionally in TV, we use the model to resolve this issue which we saw before. Each application in the TV has its own priority for key event. So once key event happens, which application going to process the events determined by their own priority. So if when user presses the channel up button, then system will ask to the application, hey, do you need this key? Will you process the channel up button? Like in this case, at the first time, system will ask to the power application, will you process the key? Power say no, then ask to the OSD, will you process the key event, and then next to the MHAG, finally the key event will be delivered to the TV viewer, and TV viewer will change the channel. In Tizen, we don't use it this way, because as you see, for a single key event, we sometimes need to deal with over 20 process to process a single key event. This is not a big deal in the single process, but a multi-threaded platform, like RTOS. But in Tizen, we follow general application model of Linux. So we do have 100 processes in same time, and every application has its own process. So this is diagram for Tizen Kigler concept. This concept applies to the all profile of Tizen, including mobile. So the point is, there is a module called by key router. It grabs every hardware key events. When user press any key in remote control, it first delivered to the key router. And then key router determines which window will get this event. Normally, key router sends key events to focused window. But in some case, if application requests to get key events, even they don't have to, they don't have focus, they could register their key to key router, specific key. In this case, key router sends key events to request window instead of focused window. So Tizen key router currently supports program modes. Each mode has its own priority. You can catch how different from their names. Exclusive mode get key events exclusively, which means only an application can get the key event at the same time. And you can see the shared mode. It is interesting that you can listen key event without focus. And focus application still get the key events at the same time. So TV context manager uses this shared graph to get key events without interrupting current focused application. So this is a diagram that explains how TV context manager get key events. You will see it different from previous one. Now we have TV context manager listening also receives key events in the website. So every event in the system is our event for TV context manager, like a key press or channel change, and even in applications, the life cycle changes, like a new application is launched or current application is killed. So context manager defines specific events to the a context, and TV context manager could have various context, and sometimes context manager can create or trigger the system events, like launch a new application the case like A application launched and B application launched together because A application is launched. All of these contexts could be described in JSON files, and so to manage all of these things, context manager has two units. Its first one is task. This is a task can be matched to the process. So each application has its corresponding tasks in context manager, and every application life cycle change events reflects to the task in context manager. Context manager also provides predefined context to abstract current context of system. In traditional platforms, some applications require to know which applications running in current system, like a settings application. Sometimes setting applications should have to know about TV viewers is running or some PBR is running because of they need to sometime block the action because of hardware resources. And So TV Context Manager provides some types of context to providing current abstracted context to applications. Like a TV context. TV context means TV view application is it's visible and running. This is a typical state of TVs. And home screen, this is when user press the home key. This home screen is usually works like a launcher in Titan TV. And app context means some of full screen type of application is running. And it also has, so all of these context changes broadcast to the system by DBus. So any application wants to listening the change of context, they can attach the DBus to listening the change of context. So let's see the sample of JSON configuration in TV Context Manager. So to describe complex scenarios in application interaction and key events, so TV Context Manager has two type of configuration. So left one is a strict notation for application imports. And to ease of understand, we also have a simple notation. This for usually using for describing scenarios. So in fact, the simple notation also translated to strict notation later in build time. So in simple notation, if key and is key in rule object describes condition of triggering the event. So in this case, setting application is launched, and then home screen to stop. This means if setting application is launched, and then context manager will make stop the home screen. This is typical scenario for context manager. When user presses the X key, context manager do two jobs for a single key event. So if current context is TV and current application is TV viewer. This tilt means negation. So if the current context is not type of TV viewer and but the TV is shown, and then make TV viewer to run state. And the other thing is, if current application is not TV viewer and it also is not type of home panel, and then they make current application to stop. This is what happens. User presses X key, and then next is a called by monopoly mode. Some applications like software updates or application needs to not disturb it by any other applications. They can make this their application to monopoly. So that can be described like in this way. Any application with have monopoly priority, which is started, and then makes current context to monopoly. And if monopoly application is stopped, then and then context monopoly context should be disabled. And the last item is how monopoly model is works. So any application we do not have priority of monopoly, and then if the application is requested to start, and then context manager will reject the request of the launch. And the last case is how context manager launches home screen and task manager. So sometimes single key, like a home key can, if user press the home key, just click, and context manager launches home screen. But if user presses home key more than 3 seconds, and then context manager launches task manager instead. So these kind of configurations are possible in TV context manager now. Most parts of in TV context manager is already ready to release. But I guess when you can get the source code of Tizen TV, it probably completed. And last, to summarize TV context manager, TV context manager listens most of system events in Tizen TV, and it also triggering the other system events as well. And one of the main responsible of TV context manager is launching application with remote control key. And all of the scenarios in TV context manager are defined in JSON, and it is possible to change any manufacturer want to make their own UX for like a most of manufacturer has their own remote controls key map, so they can make to Tizen for they can make their own remote control without editing the source code of Tizen TV, and they just editing the configuration of TV context manager. So okay, that's it. Thanks for attending my session. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you.